Today is January 10th, 2006, and this is a special edition of the TMO To Go Weekly Roundup, a Mac Observer podcast. I'm Ricky Spiro. It's the Mac World Expo, a very special occasion, keynote, Steve Jobs, new products. For those of you that have never been to a Steve Jobs keynote, it's something like this.
Oh, Steve Jobs, we love you. Your products are so nice. Can we touch them? Can we play with them? Ooh, shiny things.
You know what? I figure if you can read about the new products at the New York Times, you don't need me to tell you about them. So I'm not going to. What we are going to do in this show, we're going to talk about some reactions to the show. We're going to talk a little bit about predictions gone awry. That's pretty much going to be the program today. We're going to talk about what happened before the show, what people were expecting, what actually got released, and what people called wrong. We're going to do that right now. If you haven't been able to figure this out yet, everybody, I'm flying without a script right now. It's a special occasion. You have no idea what's going to happen in this show. Neither do I. No idea. No clue. Totally unprepared. So the Steve Jobs keynote was today. Released some cool stuff. New PowerBook. And it's not called the PowerBook anymore, but I'm going to keep calling it that because that's what's in my head. A new iMac. New iWork with a new application in it. More iLife stuff and some podcasting support stuff. All very cool, and I'm not going to talk about it. The real issue... what were people saying before? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. The most interesting thing on this round, as far as I'm concerned, is that the analysts were in on this game. We've seen a little bit of this in the past, but it was really at a new level this time around. And two analysts in particular, Gene Munster of Piper Jaffray and Shaw Wu of American Technology Research. And you would think, since they do this professionally, that if they were talking about upcoming products, it would be because they had talked to vendors, they'd gotten leaks from somewhere in the industry that convinced them this is what's going on, this is what's going to show up. But then, no, that's not what happened, because some of them were pretty wrong about some of this stuff. Let's talk a little bit about what they're talking about. Gene Munster of Piper Jaffray was totally wrong on downloading... On big new updates to the video additions to the store. He was even indicating he thought feature films might be available, which in the last show I talked about that. Don't really think that that's going to be around for a while. There are a number of issues there that most of us are aware of. The resolution is too low, the size is too small, and then there's the big issue of download bandwidth, the fact that you got to get this thing through the pipe to the person's computer. So most of the people, I think, who are familiar with this industry were looking at that prediction saying, where did that come from? Also wrong on iBook updates, and he did get the whole notebook update thing correct. A lot of people were predicting, this was not just him, a lot of people were saying the iBook is going to be first. Gene Munster was one of those. He was wrong. It was the PowerBook that got the update. So, Gene Munster also, no, that's not Gene Munster, that's Shaw Wu. Let's talk about Shaw Wu of American Technology Research. Also wrong on significant iTunes video additions. That didn't really happen. There were, I think, Saturday Night Live stuff is new, but other than that, nothing that big. Shaw Wu was extremely wrong about the sub-notebook. He was the analyst talking about how Apple was going to use the whole Intel transition to introduce a sub-notebook. We don't know that that won't happen, but that certainly did not happen today. So definitely didn't get that right. Also, an updated iPod Shuffle. Shaw Wu and a number of other people, you saw this all over the Mac web, expecting because the 1 gigabyte iPod Shuffle had been out of stock that there was going to be an update to that. There was not. There is one thing that I wanted to point out. Kudos to Think Secret. They do a lot of rumor stuff. They publish, they solicit rumors, they solicit insider information. But they did a piece today that we'll link to in the show notes about their predictions and what they got right and what they got wrong. So kudos to them for doing their own reality check. I looked around briefly, macOS Rumors, which is one of the other rumor sites that people often talk about, did not retrace any of its steps, but few people do these days. Oh, there was one other thing that a lot of people were predicting that's worth pointing out. The TiVo functionality on the Mac Mini, that absolutely did not show up. Front Row did show up on the PowerBook, and the assumption is that that will become standard across the product line over time. And a lot of people are talking about how that is going to turn into a TiVo-like functionality, that it will become the way you interface your computer with your television. And that, that did not happen. It might happen in the future. Who knows? That is connected to the idea of an Apple-branded plasma TV. Again, didn't happen. I believe that that was one of Shaw Wu's predictions. And wrong on that as well. One thing that was totally unexpected, as far as I'm aware, I didn't see any predictions of this, was the FM adapter for the iPod. There's been some talk, a lot of reviewers point that out as one of the few things missing from the iPod. There's now an FM adapter for the iPod, and it's related to the remote thing. And you can check out our article on that, which again is in the show notes at macobserver.com/roundup. Not a whole lot going on with reactions at this point in the week. Presumably we'll see more of this stuff as people sort of digest the show, and we tend to see that stuff later in the week most of the time. One of the more interesting reactions, Mac Central thought that the pacing of the keynote was bad, and they spent too much time on things like the iLife 06 rollout. My impression has always been that Steve Jobs just really likes those applications and wants everyone to know everything about them because he thinks they're so cool, but what do I know? CNET had some positive coverage as well. The New York Times had coverage of it, and a lot of other major news outlets. Wall Street, the only other thing worth mentioning here, Wall Street certainly liked the news. They sent the stock up about $5 today, closed at 85, which is $80.85 US, which is certainly a new high, and probably most closely related to Apple's Steve Jobs' mention of the earnings for the last quarter, which were above $5 billion, which is definitely a record for the company. So all of that, very exciting. If you have any thoughts about any of this, you should, of course, take a look at the site, take a look at the articles that all of the fine staff are out there writing furiously, even as we speak, as I speak, as you listen. They're all out there doing good work, and they will continue to cover this show all week. Of course, let me know what you think. You can send any or all of your comments to roundup@macobserver.com. I've also seen that a couple of you have voted for the show at Podcast Alley. I really appreciate that. I think I saw a review up there as well. So if you want to vote for the show at Podcast Alley, I'd be delighted to see that really honored if you guys would go and do that. And also the reviews on iTunes if you are feeling bored and want something to do. Thanks again, everyone, for downloading the show. And that's the news. Thanks for listening to the weekly roundup. We'll be here this weekend. This weekend, we're going to do a show that's a product roundup. The entire show is going to be a product roundup. Macworld, there's all this talk about how all this news comes out. Really, what it is it's a week of product releases. And so we're going to focus on that this weekend. Take a look at all the coolest stuff. There are going to be too many products to cover all of them, but we'll take a look at as many of them as we can, focusing namely on the ones that look uniquely cool. So we'll be doing that this week. Stay tuned. Read the stuff online. Listen to the shows. You're all wonderful people. And until this weekend, we'll see you online.